Okay, let me push you. What are we talking about? We were talking about a story for a long, long time. Story of this donkey with these stupid eyes, which has no brain and no ears. Means what? Means Rumi. The long, long story here in this book was talking about one very complicated, delicate stuff, practically. How you follow something. Either you are a blind eyes, just follower, imitator, or this means something to you and you will be changed during the process. This is the trick. At the beginning, we saw that the donkey was very logical, a very good fellow, almost a believer. But we said, he doesn't believe in this. He just heard this and he liked it. There are a lot of people, they like this logical explanation, but they don't really believe in it. He didn't believe in it. Even when he went and he got lucky, he ran away. Again, he was stupid to go back. So the fox ate the head and the ears and said, he didn't have this. If it was not so, he wouldn't do that. That long, long story. Okay? And apparently finished. We finished it last time. So, Rumi started to bring in what? If when the paragraph with the title of the end of the story passed, Rumi started to bring in another story, someone who was looking around in daytime with the light to find the good people. And I said, are you crazy? He said, no, I'm not crazy. It's not easy to find people, those kind of peoples. And he's going to talk, bring in the different blah, 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 blah subjects and the example, parable, the answer of the this to that, the trick that that will bring, and all is about one simple stuff that we started book one. Do you remember? One of the arguments in the beginning of the book was that you are always between, are you forced to do something or you have the free will? This is something that we have to talk about again and again. Why? In this book, we are talking about what? Love. Period. We are explaining how a lover is, right? So everything is explaining that stuff. Have you seen the end of the book? Do you remember the end? The end of this book is a long paragraph. He even goes to bring in the names of the old planets and the galaxies that they know and that stuff to explain one simple thing. And that's the conclusion. The conclusion of the book is the conclusion of the story of Ayaz, of this lover. After going up and down, we know how long it goes. Up to the end of the book, everybody is fighting somehow Ayaz because they envy him or they are jealous with him or whatever, right? And everybody is ready, even the king is ready to punish all those fellows, and you will see Ayaz will stand up and say, no, it's my fault. You have the pity, have pity on them. Because this is what a lover should be. He doesn't think about this and that and that and that. He thinks about the beloved and doing his job, period. He doesn't become arrogant. He doesn't want to have the revenge and all that stuff. This is that character that is not easy to understand, really. You remember that the name of the book is Not Understanding. This is what it is. So from here up to a lot of sessions, we are going to have the different conversations between these two different tendencies of the human being. That do I have to do something or do I choose to do it? Where is the freedom? Because why are we questioning the freedom? Because animals, they are free. We are not. We cannot be free anymore. Because we are connected together. We are a member of we. There is no me. Who is me? Who is it? Have you thought about it? Think about it. Who is me? Like all other animals, this is an animal. Right? Yeah. But there is something more than animal here. And that's the culture I have. That's what I talk about. That's what we are talking about. This talking, this culture is in me, isn't it? How is my personality? And I have something that the animal, they don't. They don't have pity. I do. They don't have honesty. I understand honesty. Why? What is good about honesty? Nothing. If you are one fellow. Honesty is good for all of us. Honesty is the strength of this bondage we have with each other. This is the difference. This is what we should really feel. So let's try to feel this. Who is the guilty one today? Well, I believe that's you.
How a Muslim called the Magi to accept Islam. Mm-hmm. A certain man said to a Magi, "Oh, such and such, listen, become a Muslim, be one of the true believers." He replied, "If God will, I shall become a true believer. And if he increase his grace, I shall become possessed of intuitive faith." He said, "God wills your true belief, in order that your spirit may be delivered from the hand of hell. But your ill-omened carnal soul and the wicked devil are dragging you towards infidelity and the fire temple." He replied, "O reasonable man, since they are predominant, I shall be on the side of the stronger."
Yeah. Okay. This is the beginning of the conversation. Yes. This believer calling the other one, come and be a believer. He will say, if your God could do all the good things, okay, he could turn me to a believer. He said, no, that's not the case. God wants to turn you around. But that devil in you doesn't let you. He said, so you want me to be stupid? To turn around towards your stupid God who cannot do anything and give away this strong fellow who is actually practically my governor, why should I do that? Yes. Now, yeah.
I can side with him who is predominant. I fall in the direction to which the predominant one is pulling. Mm-hmm. Since God desired a firm belief of me, what is the use of his desire when he does not succeed? The nafs and the devil have carried their will to success, while the act of favor has been defeated and pulverized. It is as if you had built a palace and a pavilion and erected therein 100 beautiful designs and desired that the godly place, goodly place, should be a mosque. And someone else had come and made it a Christian monastery. Or you had woven a piece of linen cloth in order deftly to make it a coat for someone to wear. And you wanted a coat, a rival from hostility, made the linen stuff into a pair of trousers in spite of you.
Means what? Are you listening? Means what? The guy simply and logically say, if you are a logical fellow, there is a game in here, and the winner is the stronger one. So what the hell are you talking about? Because you are creating two personalities here. One is God, the other one is Satan. Okay? And go through the religious people, you will see how difficult it is for them to somehow interpret this relationship. Yes, the Satan is created by God. Why did he create a bad stuff to begin with? The argument is always there because you put it this or that. And this guy will say, if it is this or that, I prefer to be at the side of the winner one, because the way you explain it, the Satan is the winner, isn't it? The animal is the basic winner here. The illusion of the human being, let go of it. Yes.
What resource has the linen, my dear friend, but to submit to the purpose of the one who is predominant? He is reduced to submission. What is the crime of this linen? Who is he that is not dominated by the predominant? When someone has forced his way in against his will and planted a thorn bush in his property and house, the master of the house is humiliated because such shabbiness is inflicted on him. I too, though I am fresh and new, would become